Every week we bring you what we call a prophecy update, and all we're trying to do is show how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies that can be found in the Bible. We know that in the last days, a powerful world empire will emerge that has its origins in the old Roman Empire. Students of Bible prophecy have long followed the growth of the European Union as a possible fulfillment of this revived Roman Empire. A characteristic of that last day's superpower will be its abuse of its citizens through the use of technology. The dreaded mark of the beast will be required of each of the empire's citizens in order for them to be identified as a person who has sworn allegiance to the coming world leader. News about the European Union, sometimes called the EU, implementing identification and surveillance technology therefore gets our attention. On September 20th, a website called The Inquisitor posted a story titled, "The EU Looking to Head Down Orwellian Black Hole," after George Orwell's famous 1984. Excerpts from that article read like this. Under the guise of Project INDECT, the EU wants to develop automatic detection of threats and abnormal behavior or violence. These programs are meant to act as agents to monitor and process information from websites, discussion forums, file servers, peer-to-peer networks, and individual computers. The project has already received £10 million in funding from the EU and is part of its ever-expanding role in crime fighting, terrorism, and managing travel of people. Already this year, the EU has increased its budget in these areas by 13.5%, or nearly £900 million. This is all supposed to help develop what the European Commission is referring to as a common culture of law enforcement to be developed across the EU over the next 5 years. Stephen Booth, an Open Europe analyst who has helped compile a dossier on the European justice agenda, said these developments and projects such as INDEX sounded Orwellian and raised serious questions about individual liberty. Open Europe believes that all this data collected by the likes of the project could be used by a little-known EU agency called the EU Joint Situation Control, or CITSEN, which it believes is the beginning of an EU secret service. It's already been referred to by others as Europe's CIA. What they're talking about, of course, in this article is monitoring your private communication so that they can anticipate those who might commit a crime. Now, another article, this one on Telegraph.com UK, stated the following about this same topic. The European Commission is calling for a common culture of law enforcement to be developed across the EU, and for a third of police officers, more than 50,000 in the UK alone, to be given training in European affairs within the next 5 years. Shami Chakrabarty, the director of human rights group Liberty, described the introduction of such mass surveillance techniques as a sinister step for any country, adding that it was positively chilling on a European scale. Now, the question that's often asked, is the EU the revived Roman Empire? A U.S. scholar by the name of Parag Khanna, who wrote a book titled The Second World, Empires and Influence in the New Global Order, stated the following. The EU is easily the most popular and successful empire in history, for it does not dominate, it disciplines. The incentives of Europeanization, subsidies from Brussels, unfettered mobility, and the adoption of the euro currency are too great not to want. Brussels today rivals Washington with its swarms of lobbyists, including dozens of public relations outfits hired by Balkan and post-Soviet countries, actively vying for EU admission. The EU will stretch until it no longer can, growing until it has fully replaced the dismantled Soviet Union across Europe's east, creating a borderless and contiguous Pax Europa of about 35 countries, an imperial blanket covering close to 600 million people. Now, the final expression of the revived Roman Empire will undoubtedly surprise us. When we give these updates, we're not saying, hey, this is it. We're just noting that the Bible says certain things will happen in the last days, and we see the trends in the news exactly in that direction. And if this were to happen today, if the Lord were to rapture the church and things like that, then you could easily see how the European Union, which now their map looks pretty much just like the old Roman Empire, you can see how all of this would fall into place. It's more than coincidental, I guess we're saying, that the Bible predicted just such a last days empire that would utilize then unthinkable technology to do what they're planning on doing. Sometimes you're not sure if you're reading the Bible or the daily news. And so that's why we tell you each week, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.